The nation over the past 2 weeks has been racked with protests against racism and police brutality. Protesters have legitimate reasons for protesting. Deep-seated racism infects so many lives with painful consequences for victims and for our nation. At the same time, the nation and the world are dealing with immigration issues, environmental crises, a pandemic of massive scale, and many more concerns. Often it seems that national and state leaders are unable or unwilling to address the issues which cry out for resolution. We experience a lack of love from people who are racist, from leaders who fail to act, from people who destroy human life, and from those who destroy the property of others. Within this context, what does it mean today to worship God as Trinity? The Trinity is not merely some dogma Catholics and other Christians are asked to believe, a belief that for so many is an odd and irrelevant dogma that does not make much sense. Our belief in the Trinity is at the heart of Christian faith. We realize that when we talk about God, that God is not God's name. It is a shorthand for the awesome sacred mystery that we experience in life. Jesus, through his humanity, revealed who God is. One who completely empties God's self out in love for others, especially for the oppressed. Jesus lived self-emptying love. Jesus taught us that we are to love one another as he loved us, by laying down our lives for one another. If we love one another, Jesus tells us, then he and the Father will come and dwell in us. When we give ourselves in love, God is there. Jesus teaches that what we do for the poor, for the weak and the suffering, that we do for him. In other words, when we act in self-emptying love today, especially toward those who are suffering from racial discrimination, we enact God. God exists in the love shared between us and those who suffer under racism. Jesus, we recall, teaches that wherever two or three gather in his name, he is in their midst. In other words, whenever people are gathered together in self-giving love, God is there. In these days of social upheaval, when racial injustice is paramount in our attention, we look to leaders and peaceful protesters who are demanding a sea change in our nation in regard to racial injustice. We can only admire them and try to help them accomplish the conversion that needs to happen today. The beginning of love is justice. When we see the passion and commitment of these people for racial justice, we see love. And where we can see this sacrificial love, we see God. St. Paul, in today's first reading, speaks of God as love. The God of love and peace will be with you if you love one another. We also recall the first letter of John that describes God as love. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God in them. So we begin to piece together an image of the sacred mystery we call Trinity. God is perfect self-emptying love being poured out between the Father and the Word. This perfect self-giving love flows out into humanity and into creation as the Holy Spirit. The Eucharist we celebrate invites us to become self-emptying love with Jesus, giving ourselves away in love for the glory of God. And so we ask ourselves, what are all the ways we give ourselves away in love? How concerned are we about racial injustice? God is not an object. God is love. Wherever we experience this self-emptying love, such as in those crying out peacefully, demanding justice to end racism, there is God. We recall the words of a familiar liturgical song, Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Where there is charity and love, there is God.